Bear market warnings, PE debt extraction, and the Musk Vance AI rift. S&P futures stood at around 75.56, down roughly 14.5 points from the prior close on Sunday evening. Against that backdrop, Fundstrat's Tom Lee, historically one of the more persistently optimistic voices through multiple market corrections, warned of bear market conditions emerging later in 2026. The signal carries weight precisely because of its source. When a noted bull shifts tone, markets pay attention. SpaceX trades at what MSCI describes as the priciest valuation of any S&P 500 equivalent stock, but cannot join the actual index until 2027 under S&P Dow Jones Indices eligibility rules. The stock has shed 20% from its recent peak as retail investors exit. MSCI also assigns SpaceX its lowest possible ESG rating ahead of index inclusion decisions, creating a structural headwind. ESG-mandated institutional funds cannot hold positions in the lowest-rated stocks regardless of the growth thesis, constraining the capital formation story, even as the underlying business may remain strong. Vice President Vance's backing of a sovereign wealth fund to hold government equity stakes in AI companies drew a public rebuke from Elon Musk, who advocated for direct treasury payments instead. The disagreement playing out between the sitting vice president and a figure with significant AI interests through XAI reflects a genuine ideological fault line within the administration about whether the state should be a shareholder in the AI industry, with profound implications for valuations and governance if Vance's position prevails. Jane Street is planning to hire more than 500 people as it scales AI trading operations. The firm, which now employs 3,500 people, is building its own data center to train AI models for predicting asset prices, a capital commitment that separates firms with genuine AI ambitions from those using AI as a marketing term. In private equity, half of 2026's dividend recapitalization volume has arrived in the last 4 weeks, as PE owners exploit favorable loan markets to extract cash from portfolio companies, leaving those companies more leveraged and more fragile ahead of any market downturn. The EU's 3 euro duty on cheap online imports takes effect July 1st, targeting platforms like Temu and Shein, whose business models depend on low-cost goods shipped directly from Chinese manufacturers previously below duty thresholds. Goldman Sachs cut smartphone demand forecasts, citing memory cost pressure. The AI buildout has consumed high-bandwidth memory that would otherwise supply consumer devices, driving prices up and suppressing upgrade cycles at the margins. Novo Nordisk shares climbed despite a ransomware crisis as investors priced in the long-term potential of an oral formulation of semaglutide, which could expand the addressable GLP-1 patient population substantially beyond injectable alternatives.